There is always a lot happening in David Robertson's life, the least of which is that he is only in his mid-40s and has written 30 books. That is impressive by any standard. Winner of 2 Governor General Awards, Canada's Freedom to Read Award, the TD Canadian Children's Lit Award, he is also a podcaster, educator and member of the Norway House Cree Nation. He has much to share with us. I have heard him many times on CBC Radio and have been amazed by his vision and positive vibe. Frankly, I always came away thinking, this guy is lovely and sounds so relaxed. That is why I was so surprised to learn that his newest book, All the Little Monsters, How I Learned to Live with Anxiety, is about his persistent struggles with mental illness, specifically depression and anxiety. After his beloved father died in 2020 and he had his second major breakdown, he knew that he had to devote a whole book to these experiences. Podcasts, lectures or articles would not adequately illustrate how his anxieties seep into every aspect of his life and how he has learned to live with the fear that often surges in his body and mind. And he is afraid of so many things. Walking upstairs, playing sports, every single symptom that arises in his body, the beat of his heart, the side effects of medication, the ramifications of almost any decision that he makes. This is a very tiring and trying way to have to live your life, but a way that many of us understand because, if honest, we all have a tiny monster or two that we greet every day. Robertson's father had said that to know who you are, you have to know where you've been. As far back as Robertson could remember, he had trouble sleeping. In retrospect, he remembers a little boy afraid of death. His grandmother and a best friend died when he was very young. Death became a real specter for him and has never let go. He has so much wisdom to impart. Initially, he was ashamed and skeptical of medications but learned that they were just another tool to help build health. He was also very hesitant to join group therapy. This turned out to be one of the most important choices that he made, a community to share stories and one which will not judge you. Death might accompany him everywhere, but so does love. His wife Jill is a heroine. She knows when to push and when to pull. He understands what a gift she is. They have 5 children together, yes, 5. It makes my head spin. David Robertson will be at the Bookshelf Cinema on February 19 at 7 p.m. Each one of you has probably had brushes with mental unwellness, which more recently has touched the lives of many of our young people who live in the noisy, crowded, digital reality called social media. Come and listen and share insights because David can attest to the fact that there is no more powerful way to build community and stability. Tickets can be pre-purchased in the bookstore.